The Daily Connect Podcast.
It is, and it's Tuesday the 2nd of October. Hello, Stephen Bagg with you again on the Daily Connect Podcast. Good to have your company. Coming up, we are talking about audio description on the podcast today. That was our theme pretty much all day on the programme. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from NI Sightlines, which is an audio described theatre company in Northern Ireland. They are doing a number of performances, which is fantastic news for any blind people out there who want to find out about that. So that kind of links into our theme today. We're also going to be talking a little bit about technology as well. We're going to be hearing about RNIB's fuss-free phones. This is ideal for someone who isn't really interested in the latest, greatest smartphone and all the hassle that goes with it. If you want a bit of help with your phone calls and sending texts, maybe even emails, well, that is exactly what fuss-free phones is all about. Details of that coming up. But we start with our theme this week, audio description. We're going to hear from Sonali Rai, first of all. She works for RNIB and she's involved in talking to the broadcasters to make sure that they understand the issues that we have as blind or partially sighted people. And she's been telling Alan Russell this week all about what she thinks is the state of play at the moment with audio description on TV.
I would say it's showing up on many more platforms now. So I wouldn't say it's the quantity, but I'd say it's the number of platforms. So it's more prevalent on different devices now. And you would expect AD users to try and find description on the different services. So let's say if I'm using the BBC iPlayer, I would want the BBC iPlayer on Android, iOS, on my smart TV, for all of these to deliver audio description. So it's not just, you know, something that I would watch on linear television while I'm watching with my family, but it is personalized service now. It's part of that landscape. At the end of the day, it is television, it is entertainment, and that's how we're consuming content at the moment. It works around our, you know, our schedule, our daily lives. So audio description in a similar way has to fit around those different programs, around the way we consume content.
So that interview is coming up. That's actually part of a bigger interview Alan Russell has done. More of that to come on the early edition with Alan on RNIB Connect Radio. And of course, we will feature as much of that on the Daily Connect as, well, Alan will let us, quite frankly.
The Daily Connect Podcast.
Time for our Connect conversation this week. And we are talking about a subject very close to my heart. And it's kind of why we're talking about it this week, because I kind of want to rant. But I have some people here with me who also want to rant. We're talking about audio description on television, and in particular on demand, which is not so easy to find. Alan Russell's host of Early Edition. In fact, you just basically badgered your way into this.
I did. It's like in a flash rant. Yeah. So it's a topic that I have a lot to say about, so this could be a long show.
Yeah, I think it might be. Sean Priest is also with us from Tech Talk. I know you're a user of AD as well, and you're a bit annoyed about general AD, aren't you?
I am. See, usually we have both sides covered, no bias, but I think this is going to get heated in one direction.
Yeah, we're also going to start arguing with each other, even though we'll all violently agree. Right, well, let's get into it then. So, Alan, your thoughts on audio description generally on television?
On television, it's essential. It's been around for quite a few years now, and it is growing, not at the rate that I would like to see it, but I think that one of the problems that's creeping in now is because we're very on-demand, you know, we're using different platforms, we're using catch-up TV, that they are back in the dark ages for some, and things that should be audio described are not being audio described. And I just kind of think, do you know what, guys? It's the 21st century. If I was to say to you, sorry, folks, we've no pictures today, but you can listen to the broadcast, people would be up in arms. So why is it okay just to not be as progressive with audio description?
Well, that's Alan's take on it. I'll come back with mine in a minute. Sean?
Shall we just say ditto? I mean, yeah. You know, that says it all. It's, I don't know, that, let's try and be a little bit fair. I suppose you could say that there's a bit of a conflict with so many technologies coming together. Is terrestrial over-the-air TV sort of fading away in favour of on-demand, online, whenever you want it TV? Then you've got the technical issues of multiple audio streams, different platforms, just making the actual app or the platform itself accessible before you even get to audio description. But I got to say, at this point, I am getting to the stage where I'm thinking, you know what? we just need it. And the more attitudes you hear from companies sometimes that make it even worse. It's not even the technical issues. I just don't think they realize what a difference it makes and how much it makes you feel excluded. I mean, Breaking Bad, still haven't seen audio described. We're talking nearly 10 years ago, the TV series that everyone loved and you had to watch. Well, I'm still waiting. And it shouldn't be at that point.
It is. Well, you know, okay, so you say let's be fair about it, and I say let's not be fair about it, actually. You know I'm the host, and I'm supposed to be all, you know, unbiased and, you know, all fair and balanced here. You know what? On this one, no. It's very difficult because, you know, I'm visually impaired as well. I have got an issue with watching television without audio description. Basically, my rule of thumb is if it doesn't have audio description, I don't watch it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But that means I lose out on a lot.
Yep.
Because, you know, you want to sit down and watch TV or movies, you have to basically go to the content that has the audio description. Now, I have started buying DVDs again because, wow. I mean, I'm going retro here. and I do it because they have got audio description tracks on them. So at least I know I can sit down on Saturday night, I know that movie's got AD on it, and that's it. Now, I know that. And Alan, actually, we were just sort of talking about this before we came into the studio, and Alan said, well, that's all well and good if you can see the DVD player to get to the audio description. And that's another challenge.
The menus, yeah.
And yes. I'm lucky I can do that. I mean, I can work it out. And I've got seeing AI if I get stuck. So, you know, there are ways around it. It's not perfect at all. And that's the point. You know, even that level of access has got its challenges.
We've had AD in its various guises for decades. You know, I think you highlighted the thing with Breaking Bad as well. I mean, I remember when that came out, everyone was talking about it. No one was not talking about it. And yep. You kind of sat there and you thought, can't join that conversation. Because that's what a lot of programmes are now. They're conversation points at work mm-hmm. and at home.
Social.
There's a whole social aspect to it. And you miss out. And I think... I'm kind of past the time now where it's, well, you know, we think, oh, it's okay, they're giving us some audio description. No, you know, those days are gone. You know, if I'm paying a monthly fee or a TV license, I want to enjoy the same level of quality programming that everyone else gets who's sighted and can do it. You know, I'm paying for it, but is it okay that I don't get a full service? I mean, if you go into a restaurant and you go, yeah, it's 20 quid for this 3-course meal, and they give you 1 course and go, that's 20 quid. Because you're blind.
Yes.
You'd be like, no, hang on a minute. You know, I'm paying for this. And I get the whole technology thing, but you know what? When you design the apps, when you design the platforms, you design accessibility in, you know, at the beginning, not retrofit. And if you're doing updates, you remember that and you put that in as well. I think we're long past the days where we just kind of accept it and have a little moan now and again. It's really about time some of these platforms, some of these channels got their act together.
I have got in my hand a brand new iPhone, right? And just to show off, primarily. But
you've
also
got to brag, haven't you? You've got to get that
yes,
in the conversation.
Here he goes again.
Yeah.
Look what I've got.
The reason I mention this is because, other than the fact it is a beautiful new phone, the thing about it is it's got full accessibility built in, and they didn't charge me any more money to have it. I mean, it costs yes. enough.
Well,
so if it costs, you know, any more money, there would be a bit of a kick up. But, you know, it's over £1,000 for this phone. But it's the same price that you'll pay, that anybody will pay, regardless of your disability. But it has all those functions built in. And it's interesting to me, we talk about, and we have talked a lot about books, access to books. And if I hear one more time about access to books, you know, yeah, it's great if you read books. I don't. I like the telly. I like watching films. I'm not a clever person. I've said this a lot. I like to just chill out and watch some garbage like Rampage with Dwayne The Rock Johnson chasing a fake CGI gorilla.
Oh,
that's what I like
now.
To do. Yeah. And that's,
well, that's the point. That
exactly.
is exactly the point. It's what people do. And we're yep. no different. We are people. We want to join in. And audio description makes that much of a difference. I think the thing I get annoyed about, yeah, like I said previously, I think there's two issues here. The technical side, the platforms, and making that accessible. But I think the other point is that these audio description tracks are out there. Someone has gone through the trouble of making them, but it's ours. You know, if you want it, another network or another platform want it, you can't have it, or you got to pay extra for it. And we're missing out because of that attitude. And I just don't... that needs to change. If the audio track is there, it should be made accessible no matter where that program is shown. And that, for me, is the point where I'm just getting annoyed with it.
Well, listen,
that actually needs to change.
As you get more annoyed, stay there, because we're going to continue this conversation just a moment here on the programme. Do stick around, because we've got lots more to talk about, including that very issue about where are these AD tracks?
The Daily Connect podcast.
Okay, we'll take a break from audio description conversation. We'll get back into that in a minute, but I just want to talk to you a bit about technology. And on the Daily Connect every week, we try not to get geeky. It's very easy for us to get geeky on the programme, but we try not to do that. And today I wanted to tell you about an option, a smartphone option, or I say smartphone, it's basically just a mobile phone option that is out there that is a bit easier than having to go through, you know, buying a new iPhone or buying a new Android phone. There is another way you can use your phone, especially if you're blind or partially sighted, that might be a bit easier for you, and it comes from RNIB. Roland Myers brought us the details today.
For a while now, RNIB has been offering what's called a fuss-free mobile phone service. Subscribers who sign up to a usually 12-month contract can choose one of three mobile phones, all of which, as well as the phone's usual functions, have an additional single button that connects the user to a dedicated 24-hour call centre in the UK that can put them through to people they have on their known contacts list. The call centre operator can also send texts to any of these contacts, and the service offers protection against incoming nuisance calls. Claire Grant from RNIB told us a little more.
What Fuss-Free Phones is a dedicated 24-hour UK call centre, and they act as a personal concierge service. When you receive your product, you will get a trusted callers list, which you can either complete with them over the phone, or you can just complete and send back to them. And they then securely hold that information. There's a big button on the back of your phone. When you press that, you get through to the call centre, and it just means that you can say, can you call my mum? Can you call my daughter? Or could you send my mum this text? You know, just dictate the message to them. They can type it and send it out. Likewise, reverse, they will receive a call, and because they've got your trusted callers list, they can actually offer you as well complete protection from nuisance calls. So with that, I mean, obviously it's a real person that's taking that call. So if it's a doctor, for example, that isn't in your contact list, they're of course going to put it through.
Before we talk about the outgoing call side of things, you talked about it blocking nuisance calls so people can't call in. But just looking at the phone itself then, is that a normal phone that is connected to the outside world, or can be, or is it only connected to this private concierge service, this person at the other end of your particular phone?
Right, so it might be quickly just helpful to say how it would work. So when you receive the phone, it's configured to the Fuss-Free Phone service. So if you turn the phone over, it has a button on the back, and that's how what you'd press to get through to the call centre. However, obviously, you may not always want to speak to the call centre before you speak to your mum or your dad, or whatever. So you can use the speed dial functions on the keypad if you wanted to. So you can set those to what you want them to be. Press and hold, for example, number 2, and you can know that that's going to go through to your daughter, for example.
Right, so it can be a normal mobile phone,
yeah,
or it's a phone that just goes straight through that button on the back to your private concierge.
Yeah, absolutely. It's worth kind of noting, this isn't a talking phone. It's got large and easy to see keypad buttons on it, but because you've got that Fuss-Free Phone service, you don't need to necessarily have the talking phone features.
Right, and just to emphasise, it's not a smart mobile phone, it's a standard mobile phone.
Yeah, this is just your real bog standard, big, large print, big key, candy bar mobile phone.
And as far as the outgoing phone call process is concerned, you say that someone's got a trusted list, so you call your personal operator by pressing that button on the back and ask to be put through to someone on that list. What happens if you want to change your trusted list, add someone, or indeed take someone away? Is that a fairly simple process?
Yeah, so what you can do is you can press that button on the back and be put through to somebody, and you can just simply say, I'd like to add this person to my list, or, for example, I want to edit that number for, you know, my daughter or son or whatever, and they can update that for you.
And what about the terms and conditions? There's a phone that obviously comes with the service. You don't have one without the other. How long does the contract run for? And can you sort of extend it or indeed shorten it if you feel like it?
Yeah, so let's talk about the TT850 phone. This one is a 12-month offer. And it has 600 minutes each month, unlimited texts, and obviously that nuisance call protection as well. If you get near to your minute limit, fuss-free phones will call you, A, to tell you that you're about to reach the limit, but also to say, right, well, it's 25p per additional minute, so how many would you like? And, you know, again, they can monitor that with you. In terms of returning the phone itself, it is a bespoke product. So it's non-returnable and less faulty for the handset. However, the contract, you can, of course, cut short if you had to. So that option is available to you.
Now, I understand that there are several different phones that are offered with this fuss-free phone service. You mentioned the TT850, the latest one that you are offering. Do they all cost the same? Do they all do the same? What are the variations there that are available to people? And can you kind of switch from one to the other? How does it all work?
The phone that you buy is the phone that you'll have for the length of that contract. We have different options available. So this new one, the one we've been talking about, is a candy bar phone. We've also got a new basic clamshell phone as well. And we've also got a Doro clamshell handset as well. So we've got a variety of different options. There are a variety of different prices as well to match.
Now, as mentioned, there are three mobile phones available to choose from with RNIB's fuss-free phone service. The Doro 6520 clamshell phone and cradle, and the TT Phone TT750 clamshell phone, both available to buy with a 1 month or 12 month contract, and the big button bar phone, the TT Phone TT850, sold with a 12 month contract. Prices vary depending on which phone you choose and how long the contract is, of course, but just to give you an idea of cost, the Doro 6520 clamshell phone and cradle with a 1 month contract is priced at £95.83, and the big button bar phone, the TT Phone TT850, sold with a 12-month contract, costs £150. A 12-month contract with the TT Phone TT750 clamshell phone would cost £270. These are all ex-VAT prices that apply if any of these phones is purchased by or on behalf of someone who's blind or partially sighted. As mentioned, there are other combinations of phone and contract lengths available as well. So if you want to know more, the RNIB helpline would be the best place to go, and they can be phoned on 03 03 123 99 99. That's 03 03 123 99 99, or they can be emailed at helpline@rnib.org.uk.
Thank you, Roland. I think it's a very useful tool by the sounds of it. I quite like the sound of that. Let me look into it myself. Don't forget, of course, Tech Talk, for those of us who are maybe wanting a little bit more technology conversation. Well, it's on air Tuesdays at 1, but you can also get it as a podcast right now by searching for RNIB Tech Talk. Wherever you found this podcast, just search for RNIB Tech Talk, and you can listen to the show every single week.
The Daily Connect podcast.
This is the Daily Connect on RNIB Connect Radio, and time to get back into our conversation today with my guests Alan Russell and Sean Preece. Alan, of course, host of our breakfast show here, the early edition, and also Sean Preece, our technology guy from Tech Talk. Now, interestingly, Alan, you present the breakfast show, which is all about delivering the newspapers. Mm. That show started because of a need to make newspapers more accessible to blind people, because they weren't. However, the world has changed. Technology has made access to written materials easier, especially the news. So we're in a world where you can get far more access to news. I get there's a technology aspect to that, which does confound some people. But generally, I think that access to news is much better than it's ever been. Access to books, I think, is a lot better. And I know that's a controversial statement, because as soon as I say that, someone says, yeah, well, I tried to get this book and I couldn't get it. Yeah, that's true. But you've probably more likelihood of getting access to that book in some form. What we're talking about today is audio description on television and film. To me, that's equal to books. I want to put that out there. I think it's equal to books, and I think it should be equal in the way that we campaign for broadcasters to pull their finger out and actually deal with this issue of missing AD that seems to just, it just disappears into the mist. Watch, I'll give you a great example of this. My wife was watching the series Outlander.
Oh, yes, yes.
She loves this programme. Outlander Series 2 is in French, or sort of part of it's in French, part of the dialogue's in French. So what would normally happen is the audio describer would read out what the subtitles are saying, so you'd be able to follow the story, and you would get a handle on it. So essentially, the voiceover becomes the narrator of the story in that way, as well as describing what's happening visually. So that's really important. But it's only available on More 4. It's not available from the States with the audio description, but the show is, because the show is made in the States, but, you know, it's broadcast here in the UK on Channel More 4. So you can get it. The problem is, we had no idea the series had started, so we missed the first three, went back to the all four on-demand player, and they had been wiped out by that point.
I had a similar thing with Game of Thrones. Everyone raved when Game of Thrones first came out. Even now, they still rave about it. Have I seen it on any platform here in the UK with AD? No. But I know in the States, they've got it with audio description. So, yeah.
Well, it's made, it's actually, it's described, well, this is interesting. I think I could be wrong in this, but I'm pretty sure that it's not available in the States with audio description, but Sky here does audio describe it. So there are people, and I'm going to say this out loud, okay? I'm going to say this out loud, and I'll get shot down for it, but I'm going to say it. There are people who are finding that they're having to ask friends to record the UK version of Game of Thrones when it's broadcast, so they can send that copy over to the blind person, because it's the only person, it's the only version with AD on it.
Right.
Yeah. So you're sitting there. You're sitting there watching the TV channel HBO that makes this show, spends all the money on it, but you've got to go to Sky Atlantic in the UK to get the audio described version. It is ridiculous.
And of course, if you, what's the excuse for that? It's going to be, oh, there's excuse me, there's licensing issues and, you know, copyright issues.
Yeah, but it's on Amazon, though, isn't it?
That doesn't matter. You know, this track is there and it makes a difference. It's the same as a stage we were at with subtitles and closed captions. You know, that's where we need to be. It's ridiculous.
I still get so many programs when I look at listings now that say subtitles. Subtitles.
Yeah.
Where's the AD? And we're not talking, we're talking older films. And I get there's a whole historical thing and we'll have to go back through all these. But I sat on one of my days off. I watched episodes of Minder from like 1979 or early 80s.
Classic.
And they were audio described. The professionals audio described. I look at something now. I went on to a certain platform to watch more episodes of Truth. They were all there in the AD section, 10 episodes, but only the first two had audio description.
And listen, do you know what? You're very coy about it. Name it. It was the BBC iPlayer.
It was iPlayer. And I have complained several times, not just about Trust, about other programmes on iPlayer. This is within the audio describe section. Never have I had a response to any of my complaints. And then I only found out by chance that although Trust, all the episodes are there, again, within the audio describe section, they will only update them and make them audio described when the programme airs on telly. So on the box in the corner.
So maybe on a wet Wednesday at 2 a.m, there's maybe a chance you'll see the programme you want,
possibly,
assuming you're around at the time.
But if you can see, you can watch it all.
You can have anything
away.
You want.
You can indulge and watch the entire thing in one go.
So let's go through them, right? So BBC iPlayer has got audio described content.
It does.
Haven't got it right, or it isn't perfect, but it's there, and it's certainly a lot better than any of the other catch-up channels.
Yes.
All four, I think it depends on, you know, you sort of sticking your finger in your mouth and then hoping for a, you know, a full moon, and then you might be lucky to get one or two. My5 does have some, but there's a lot of issues with that app. What else we've got? ITV Hub, I think only on Android phones you can get it. That's weird.
Never mind the fact the apps aren't very accessible.
Well,
sorry about that
story.
For some of them.
And then you've got... So no one gets off the hook here.
No.
Sky has got nothing on demand that's got audio description, and I mean nothing.
Now, that is terrible.
That is terrible.
For that,
you think how much money that costs?
Disgusting.
But I mean, you think how much money it costs per month to have Sky, right? Yep. I mean, that's the most expensive provider. Virgin Media, I don't know much about. I've never had Virgin Media, never had many dealings with it, but I imagine it will probably follow a similar route. And you've got Netflix and you've got Amazon, the two kind of outside the UK providers. Netflix have made a...
Netflix are quite good.
Yeah, serious effort to make their content, their own original content, audio described. Yep. They have managed to do deals to get description for other shows and films as well. Amazon Prime, let me just say, Amazon Prime...
Brace yourself.
Well, you know,
beep.
I don't know if you guys have ever had a supermarket value chicken pie, right? But if you have, then you will know that trying to find chicken in a supermarket chicken value pie is difficult. It's there, but it's very difficult to find.
He's doing
the promise
that.
Is
he's
there.
Doing that food
he's
thing, isn't
it.
He? Yeah, he's I've always
got to
put food
into it. But yeah, that is essentially what trying to find
I got rid of Amazon. I took Amazon Prime because I buy things from Amazon and I thought, oh, I could get the TV and I can use Alexa for the music and things like that. I went onto the app to watch stuff. Could I easily find any AD content? No. Was there a lot of it? No. So I just went, well, do you know what? Forget it. I'm wasting my money.
And I will say this. I do get annoyed at Amazon, but I will say this. They do have a lot of content that's audio described. This is the interesting bit. They do have it, but trying to find it is very difficult.
Can I also tell you that I emailed them and I said, hi, guys, you know, I got the app. I've been trying to watch some programs. So the app on the phone isn't very good for accessibility, okay? But audio described content, I'm finding it difficult. The email I got back was telling me, oh, but there's lots of subtitled content. They didn't get the fact that I was talking about audio description. here, and that I am blind, and I said, you know, I'm blind, I need AD, you know, and I'm not getting a really good service on this, and the app isn't great either for the TV content, the film content. You know, can you help? Are you looking to improve it? And he said, oh, but there is lots of subtitled content. And he went through a list on how I get subtitles on the app. And I just thought, that doesn't even warrant a response.
The other thing...
Isn't that the point, though, that they just don't get it? Audio description just doesn't seem to be important.
No. Well, the one final thing that kind of got me was, and there's a website in America from ACB, the American Council of the Blind. They have a website that I didn't realize until recently was actually being populated by Amazon. You know, Amazon were telling the ACB, which again is a bit odd when you think about it. But anyway, you know, Amazon are telling ACB what is audio described on their website. And actually, the website is very good and it's very well laid out. But what was interesting was just at the beginning, just at the top part, as it's explaining what the website's about and what its aims are, it says, not all seasons are audio described. So I'm thinking, right, so I've watched season one, loved that show, and as long as I don't care what happened in season two, I can just jump on to three. Yeah, why not? It is bizarre to me. I hope people understand our frustrations. You know, not one broadcaster gets away with it, in my view. All of them have done something and made attempts. I fear, this is my honest fear, I think there are people inside these networks who are working very hard to do what they do to get the content out there and probably live in frustration that we can't get access to it. That's what I think, and that's what I hope.
Are we going to tag all these people on the tweet when we put the podcast out?
Yes.
But what do we do about it? That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, we're annoyed. We see there's a problem there.
Email
but
them.
It doesn't seem to change. We shout and never seem to get heard.
Keep emailing them. That's what I say. Keep emailing them all. We're going to put up a list of all the web addresses you can get in contact with. Flood their email inboxes. Make people realise this is a problem. Don't send abuse and hate. Send, you know, I'm using... Because this is the key thing.
That's Stephen's job.
Yeah, that's my job. But no, this is what you need to do. You need to tell them what device you're using. I've heard this before.
Yes.
A lot of these emails, you have to get into some detail. Tell them what device you're using. Tell them the issues that you're having. You are going to get responses like, you know, well, you know, we've all got this great subtitled content. But at the same time, and you will, but at the same time, you just got to keep persevering with it. Hopefully someone will do it. And the other thing I'd say is, keep in with RNIB, because RNIB is working with the broadcasters, fighting constantly for us to do this. In fact, we know of meetings that
as
are happening this very moment. Yeah.
Yes.
So there are things happening right now to try and sort some of this out. So your voice is being heard. Our voices are being heard, but it's important we keep shouting. Alan, Sean, thank you so much for coming in. I feel better now.
Good. So do I.
Yes.
It's good to vent.
I feel unloaded.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.
The Daily Connect Podcast.
Time to find out what you've been saying about our little show here and all of the various topics, and I mean lots of different topics that we come up with. Chris Wallace is here with those. Chris, what have people been saying?
Well, we've had some real nice interactions this week via social media, but let's talk about audio description. That's what our Daily Connect poll is on, and I'll get to that in a second. But Lynn has been in touch on Facebook. She said, yes, not having AD available on the TV and film apps on my iPad irks me. I don't use my TV anymore as it takes up too much room and often, make that mostly, DVDs don't have AD either. Mm-hmm. So now to watch TV or films, I use an iPad or portable DVD player as I can hold them close enough for me to see some of the picture. Mostly I listen to audiobooks instead. Shocking, isn't it?
I'm hearing this more and more from people who are actually just giving up on television. Uh-huh. Saying, forget it, can't be bothered, it's too much hassle. A lot of people don't like audio description as well. You know, I mean, I know a lot of sighted people would find it off-putting. You know, I remember, I can't remember when it was, maybe last year, and there was a kick-up because ITV broadcast Coronation Street with audio description by accident. So they broadcast it with it, and people were saying, what is this? What's this going on? What is this voice that keeps telling me what's happening? And it was driving people insane. Uh-huh. Now, once people figured out what it was, they kind of understood it, and that actually, in some ways, it kind of helped people get an idea of how it worked. But, you know, it does, it's not for everybody. And, you know, whilst it is for me, and I'm a huge fan of it, I totally understand some people just find it annoying. I did years ago. I never liked it, and I wouldn't use it. I always thought, what is this going to give me? But it's strange how now, since I've started using it, I just cannot live without it. And if we started watching a documentary one night, and it didn't have AD, and immediately in the first couple of minutes, it was a documentary, and it came up with text along the screen. Uh-huh. And I could tell, yeah, there's text up there, but I have no idea what it says. And even going up to the screen doesn't make any difference. So that's where you end up in a difficult situation.
I think, depressingly, for me, being friends with yourself and with Alan Russell, both of you are really into your TV. You're both really into your movies. And I hear more and more both of you saying, I gave up on it.
And do you know that way? I'll tell you, that's
not good enough.
There's something really kind of socially, what's the right word here? It's just not a nice experience. When you're talking with the guys in the office and you say, oh, did you see that movie? It was brilliant. Or did you watch that film? And you're thinking, it doesn't have AD. And you just know at some point, did you watch it? And you're like, no. And I don't want to keep saying, it doesn't have AD, because it's like, oh, yeah, whatever. But it is. It kind of isolates you a bit from the conversation, because you want to watch the film, but you can't. And yes, more and more of today's movies are becoming audio described, which is good. Like, I want to watch Deadpool 2. So I know that if I buy that DVD, it's going to have AD on it. That's brilliant. I'm so looking forward to it, because I hear it's great. So, you know, that's brilliant. But, you know, when a film comes on and you think, I really fancy that, and it doesn't have AD, very annoying. So yes. I get why people just give up on it.
Well, before I go, we've talked over everything else, but before I go, let's get to the polls. On Twitter, the Daily Connect poll, how do you find using audio description for TV and films? We are currently 40% hit and miss, 40% could be improved, only 20% fantastic, but 0% awful. And on Facebook, 4 votes for fantastic, 1 vote for could be better. The polls are still open. They'll be open till Thursday. Let us know what you think.
Don't you restrict yourself, you know. We've got time here. Have you got more to tell?
Yeah, I can
tell
you
some
more.
Come on then, because, you know, we'll make time.
All right, okay.
I'll always make time for you, Chris Wallace.
Oh, thank you very much. Well,
also, you're the producer.
Here's a nice short one. This is in response to your news review last week. You were talking about contactless payments. And in response to the question, have you switched cash for contactless? Nick on Twitter simply said, in all capitals, no. Thought that was great. And Elizabeth O'Hara, we had a great feature on Elizabeth last week. She was our connected feature. She got in touch to update us. She said, hi, RNIB Radio. Just heard Stephen talk about my story. Confidence restored after being involved with the RNIB. She now says that so much so, she's back to going it alone. She's got off on Tenerife on holiday. A big birthday treat.
That's fantastic.
Great.
Yeah, it's great to hear from people. Thank you so much, Chris, for coming in.
Most welcome.
That is your views. If you have something you'd like to say on the show or about the show, then get involved. radio@rnib.org.uk.
The Daily Connect podcast.
Finally on the podcast today, I want to tell you about our Society of the Week. It's called NI Sightlines, and it helps audio describe theatre performances for blind people. Well, we are now going to be joined by Amy, who told us on the show today all about the various performances that are coming up in Northern Ireland that you can attend.
Hi, I'm Amy, one of the audio describers for NI Sightlines in Northern Ireland. I'd like to tell you about some of the audio described shows that are coming up in Belfast over the next month or two. First up is Shrek the Musical, based on the Oscar-winning DreamWorks animation. It's on Tuesday the 16th of October in the Grand Opera House at 7pm. Next is Dear Arabella, the world premiere of Mary Jones's new play. It's at the Lyric on Thursday the 8th of November at 7:45. Then there's The Band, based on the music of Take That and featuring the winners of BBC's Let It Shine. It's on Saturday the 17th of November at 2:30 in the Grand Opera House. And if you're planning ahead for Christmas, there are two panto shows in December. On Saturday the 8th of December, The Elves and the Shoemaker is at the Mac at 5pm. And on Sunday the 9th of December, Alice, the musical, is in the Lyric at 2pm. You can contact the theatres in this way. The Opera House number is 028 9024 1919. That's 028 9024 1919. The Lyric Theatre is 028 9038 1081. That's 9038 1081. And the Mac is 028 9023 5053. That's 9023 5053. Or for more information, check out the Sightlines website at www.nisightlines.co.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you for that, Amy. That's it for the podcast today. Don't forget, we're back tomorrow from 10am on RNIB Connect Radio. Live from 10, you can check us out on Freeview Channel 730 or online at rnibconnectradio.org.uk. I also mention the smart speaker all the time because you can listen through that now as well. Just say play RNIB Connect Radio, and that's it. And that could be the case on your Amazon Echo or your Google Home. Or, of course, if you can't be bothered with any of that, you can check us out on the podcast right here from 5.
The Daily Connect Podcast.